Why? It's their job.
I meant, why, where do they take the teeth after they collect them?
I don't know. They just take the teeth and leave the money, said Susan. What sort of a question is that? Where do they take the teeth?
I just wondered, that's all. Probably all humans know. I'm probably very silly for asking. It's probably a well-known fact.
Susan looked thoughtfully at the death of rats. Actually, where do they take the teeth?
Squeak. He says search him, said the raven. Maybe they sell 'em.
It pecked at another jar.
How about these? These look nice and wrinkly.
Pickled walnuts, said Susan absently. What do they do with the teeth? What use is there for a lot of teeth? But what harm can a tooth fairy do?
Have we got time to find one and ask her? Said the ogod.
Time isn't the problem, said Susan.
There are those who believe knowledge is something that is acquired, a precious ore, hacked, as it were, from the grey strata of ignorance. There are those who believe that knowledge can only be recalled, that there was some golden age in the distant past when everything was known and the stones fitted together so you could hardly put a knife between them, you know, and it's obvious that they had flying machines, right, because of the way the earthworks can only be seen from above, yeah? And there's this museum I read about where they found a pocket calculator under the altar of this ancient temple, you know what I'm saying? But the government, like, hushed it up.
It's amazing how good governments are, given their track record in almost every other field, at hushing up things like alien encounters. One reason may be that the aliens themselves are too embarrassed to talk about it. It's not known why most of the space-going races of the universe want to undertake rummaging in Earthling underwear as a prelude to formal contact. But representatives of several hundred races have taken to hanging out, unsuspected by one another, in rural corners of the planet, and as a result of this keep on abducting other would-be abductees. Some have been in fact abducted while waiting to carry out an abduction on a couple of other aliens trying to abduct the aliens who were, as a result of misunderstood instructions, trying to form cattle into circles and mutilate crops. The planet Earth is now banned to all alien races until they can compare notes and find out how many, if any, real humans they have actually got. It is gloomily suspected that there is only one, who is big, hairy, and has very large feet. The truth may be out there, but lies are inside your head. Mustrum Ridcully believed that knowledge could be acquired by shouting at people, and was endeavouring to do so. The wizards were sitting around the uncommon room table, which was piled high with books.
"It is Hogswatch, Arch-Chancellor," said the Dean reproachfully, thumbing through an ancient volume.
"Not until midnight," said Ridcully. "Sorting this out will give you fellows an appetite for your dinner."
"I think I might have something, Arch-Chancellor," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "This is Waddley's Basic Gods. There's some stuff here about Lares and Penates that seems to fit the bill."
"Lares and Penates? What were they when they were at home?" said Ridcully.
"Ha-ha-ha-ha," said the Chair.
"What?" said Ridcully.
"I thought you were making a rather good joke, Arch-Chancellor," said the Chair.
"Was I? I didn't mean to," said Ridcully.
"Nothing new there," said the Dean under his breath. "What was that, Dean?"
"Nothing, Arch-Chancellor."
"I thought you made the reference at home because they are, in fact, household gods. Or were, rather. They seemed to have faded away long ago. They were little spirits of the house, like, for example..."
Three of the other wizards, thinking quite fast for wizards, clapped their hands over his mouth.
"Careful," said Ridcully. "Careless talk creates lives. That's why we've got a big, fat god of indigestion being ill in the privy. By the way, where's the bursar?"
"He was in the privy, Arch-Chancellor," said the lecturer in recent runes.
"What, when the,
"Yes, Arch-Chancellor."
"Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be all right," said Ridcully,
in the matter-of-fact voice of someone contemplating something nasty that was happening to someone else out of earshot. "But we don't want any more of these, what are they, Chair?"
"Lares and Penates, Arch-Chancellor, but I wasn't suggesting..."
"Seems clear to me something's gone wrong, and these little devils are coming back. All we have to do is find out what's gone wrong and put it right."
"Oh, well, I'm glad that's all sorted out," said the Dean.
"Household gods,"
said Ridcully. "That's what they are, Chair?" He opened the drawer in his hat and took out his pipe.
"Yes, Arch-Chancellor. It says